My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin wants his scammer Mary to apologize to his plant Seymour. Will she, and will Seymour accept? Listen and enjoy.
She goes, I just want to know how you feel. I go, I told you how I feel. She goes, you haven't. I go, angry and sad. Angry and sad. Angry and sad. Horny and angry. Sad and horny. Angry and sad.
That's a beautiful children's rhyme.
I like to think it's the uncovered Dr. Seuss.
Angry and sad. Yeah, right. Angry and sad. Horny and sad. And angry and horny and sad. Sad, sad.
I'm glad we have video for this because now we have Pip rocking back and forth on the chair singing that song.
Oh, I forgot like that was on.
That's fucking fantastic. She goes, wow, honey, are you angry and sad just for what? Is that what I did? Is it all about what I did last night? I go, yes, and you laughing and feeding the homeless. She goes, okay, you will accept my apologies. S-E-P-T.
Accept it.
And then she's smiley face and two praying hands. Now I said I'm sorry about that. Unhappy faces. I go, I can accept it. I don't know if Seymour will. You would not like him when he's angry.
Jesus.
Let me ask you a question. Did you give her, and like I said, I heard the story, but sometimes you forget a little snitzel thing. Did you give her an indication that you had money?
No, I don't think I have.
Nope.
No.
Because, you know, I'm listening to this, and it's like, why does she keep going, or they keep going?
Because I responded. What? Most people don't respond, Joe. Most people don't engage them like they're real. And the ones that do engage them like they're real, they figure, oh, I got a live one here.
But they don't. But still, it just doesn't seem that they're getting anywhere. And if they're not looking for romance, they're looking for money. It's like, what keeps them going? Is it something that you're entertaining them? It's almost like with Belinda, like my theory on Belinda. Are you entertaining?
I don't feel she's entertained.
Nowhere with you.
I don't think she's entertained. This is a different kind of Devin.
No, this
person, like you said, you just said, you know, she's not looking for romance. It's like, oh, and this would make you your heart go pitter pat. This guy,
this Davin's a nutcase.
No, this Davin is like clingy and nutty, and he's like a mad professor with a homicidal plant.
Right. And with that in mind, you would think that there might be an indication that there would be money there and a payout, but he's not. He hasn't indicated any of that. So it's, you know, why are they dealing with this?
He's indicated that he is a white American guy. And Americans.
And a comedian, an entertainer.
Yeah.
And plays a skin flute. They think all entertainers have money. I'll show them.
Well, they think all Americans have money.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Joe. How could you forget about my skin flute performances?
The skin flute really brings in the bucks.
That's the caveat on that.
She goes, if you can help me out and beg him, I'll be happy if he expects it. I go, make a voice recording and I will play it for Seymour.
Huh.
She goes, can't you do it for me? I go, no, let him hear your voice and how sorry you are. She goes, I will call you when I'm less busy. Not now, baby. I go, you can just record it on Instagram now, which you can.
Yeah.
I go, just say Seymour, I am really sorry for disappearing. Maybe offer him a small squirrel as a treat when you will see him. Do it now. And Pip has gone into praying mantis. What's the matter here? And Pip is back to dying. What, Joe? Pip was coughing over you.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's a big son of a bitch if you're throwing him squirrels.
I mean, but...
A small one.
But he's talking about his friggin' plant, and she's like, why don't you feed him? Like, does she think he's talking about a kid or something? She's just like, rolling with the flow. Whatever he says, she's like, uh-huh, oh yeah, your plant? Yes, I'll bring him a squirrel. Uh-huh. Like, that any about anything. Thing is wildly reasonable about any of this.
Sure. She goes, I will do that. Why are you in a rush? He goes, because the longer he is angry, the more chance he will not accept. Just do it now and I will play it for him. She goes, what the meaning of all this? How will your pet be angry because he hasn't heard my voice? That not true. That's not that not possible. I go, now you're calling me a liar?
Oh my God.
And it's funny because they're buying into you. And it's so fucking preposterous. But meanwhile, how can this thing? It's fucking preposterous. A squirrel eating fucking plants. And they're like, well, he doesn't. The hell he doesn't. He loves you.
This This is one of the more preposterous fake Davins we've had.
For more Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.